your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I would like to begin this podcast by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land and the beautiful waterways that surround us where we record today, the Gurnai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who may be joining us listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, where we break the mold and make our life our own. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer ready to inspire, your ultimate hype up sis, always fueling your fire. Together we'll push past the familiar and bland, creating a life uniquely unplanned. With purpose and passion, make dreams take flight, living authentically, you'll shine ever bright. So join me on this journey, let's rise and explore, unlock our potential and open every door. In every new episode, you'll learn and grow. It's time you find your beautiful glow. Hello! Welcome back! Or if you're new here, welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. I'm Liz, your ultimate hype up sis. Through branding, through life, through stepping outside your comfort zone, you'll catch me right here, holding you, holding the net for when you decide it's time to take that leap and do the thing that's holding you back from becoming your next level self and creating your dream life. That's who I am to hear, and this is why I'm here to help you. And today is a business focused episode, which I would like to do more of because I find it is where I get the most inquiry and questions, and I guess what people are also feeling similar minded about. And whether you have a business or not, I feel like this particular topic can help anyone, but it's going to be very beneficial for you if you're someone who's wanting to show up more online, wanting to market your business better, and you might not have the budget to hire someone to do content with or have a content or social media manager. And the number one thing I want to say to that is you should never actually feel like that is the reason why you can't do content, because you can't afford to have someone help you do it. We all have an iPhone or a camera in our pocket, and we should be able to just figure out how to use it in the way that it works best for us. And also, this is about like your business and you showing up online. And you know what? No one else can be you and show up like you or create the content for you. Like, you have to be the brand. And that's how you're going to get the best engagement. And I know this isn't the way it works for every single business and every single person, but I'm definitely targeting this episode and the content forum around people who know that they are ready and wanting to show up online more, create more content themselves, because it is such a money saver in terms of when it comes to business, which is a crazy thing for me to say because obviously I do this as an offering and a service, and I love helping people create content and doing it with them. But I'm always like, here's the content, we can do it together, but I'm not your manager. I'm not your social media person. I can't be you and I can't be in your business every single day. I've got to be there in mine. This is me just dedicating a day to be helpful for you so that you can create the content and learn how to do it and learn how to make reels and all the things so that you can then get more confident at it. And it's all about authenticity as well. And it doesn't have to be as good as the next person, and it doesn't have to be the same as what the next person's doing. It's about finding your own little unique corner on the internet. And this is like so fitting right now because I'm currently sitting in this car park by the water on the island, I call it. And it's like a really beautiful spot where there's always tourists and they're often doing very unique things. And I'm watching this couple right now and this girl is just in her most beautiful essence. Like I'm absolutely loving watching her right now because she is just so carefree, so unapologetic of what she looks like right now. And she's getting her partner to film her doing all this content. Like she's just like dancing and she's just being funny and she's just like, she looks beautiful and she's just loving herself sick. And she just honestly does not care because she's like, you know what? People aren't going to remember seeing this. People aren't going to like probably ever see me again either. Like, you know what I mean? She's just owning it. And that's the first step in terms of creating content, is owning yourself, owning what it is that you're showing up to do. Like if you're creating from an intentional purpose and your business is operating with intention, then you're going to show up in the most purest form of you, because that's what's serving you, that's what's pushing you, that's your drive. Now I've got a seagull that's literally making the strongest eye contact with me on, like, through the windscreen. Like it's sitting on the front of my car, just like wants to be in the conversation. What do you have to say, seagull? Don't know. So step one, what is it that you're trying to capture? It's the hardest thing that we all come up with. It's so hard to think of content ideas. I get it. I struggle myself. And I think that's because sometimes we're feeling a little bit stuck in our business and not knowing where it is that we're going and what direction it is we're trying to get into and who it is we're trying to market. So these are all important things to figure out. This often is something that you should be figuring out when you're starting your business and you're setting it up. What are your values? What's your vision? What's your mission? Who is your target market? Who's your target audience? Who don't you want to be watching? Who do you want to be watching you? So figuring those things out is very, very important before you start just posting random shit. Also, is when you post something, are you just posting because you just need something up on your Instagram, like absolutely anything? And if you're coming from that place of desperation and rush and just putting it out there, is it going to have the same impact as something that was a bit more considered and thought through? This is when I've split things into three pillars when you are creating content. And this isn't new, but this is just a little thing to keep in the back of your mind before you press that post button. Is this piece of content educating my audience? Is it inspiring my audience? Or is it just entertaining them? There is no right or wrong answer. And you know what? You don't have to be doing the same thing over and over again. You might have a page that's simply dedicated to being entertaining and funny and making people laugh or making people just like watch your content for days because they know that they're going to just feel light and it's not too deep. Or your brand might be full of education. Like it might be helping people understand what's going on in their mental health or their body when they're injured from something or when they're, you know, learning how to make content. Like, is it about constantly educating your audience on how to do things and you're giving away like all this free information in the hope that it would then convert through them paying you for coaching or whatever else? Or is it just a form of inspiration? Like, you're telling your story, you're showing your journey. You might be traveling Australia and you want people just to feel inspired to travel more as well. And you might just share like really inspirational quotes and like little bits of insight that help people like to really think, oh my God, that's going to motivate me to like get up and actually go for a walk today or to start going to a Pilates class. Like, what is it that you're actually going to do when you post that content? Like, do you want people to be like, oh my God, this person knows what they're talking about and I trust them to like help me, or is this person just funny and I'm going to just follow them because they constantly make me laugh, or is this person inspiring me and I'm going to like follow this person and continue to watch their content because it's helping me become a better person because I feel inspired by what they're doing. Figuring that out, what is the outcome you want from it? And if it is purposely like, I just want as many followers as possible, then I guess it's about finding the trends and what's working that's going to help you get that following, or creating that repetition through your content that's like, people are going to come across one video and they're going to know that if they click on your page that you do videos like this all the time. So you're always starting off with the same intro and like the consistency and recognition is there, or you're showing the same kind of vibe, like it's always about fashion and outfits, or it's always like an informative, I mean it's always informative in terms of like what is going on with these seagulls today, in terms of like, I don't know, anything, whatever's relevant to you and your business and your personal brand or the content you want to put out there. Ensuring that there's some sort of repetition that's going to get people coming back and following because they enjoy that content and they want to see more and more and more. Is it you want to get more sales? You want your products to sell? You want your services to sell? Well, then that might come back down to educating people onto why they need that said product or they need that service. Are they experiencing something or needing to experience something that then sells them the service, the product as a lifestyle form? Or, you know, anything that's going to make people understand, okay, this is worth investing my money into because it's going to help me through this thing, or it's going to help me feel better because I'm experiencing this by having it. Whatever it is, like, you've got to put yourself in the perspective of those who are engaging and watching the content, and what is it that they're getting out of it? And what is it that you're putting all this time and energy into posting, and are you going to get crickets from it because you didn't actually have a plan or a goal behind the post? And that's okay. You're allowed to have filler posts that just like go up just because you need to just get something out there. That's so fine. It's continuously showing up and, you know, making yourself known, and anything is better than nothing. But it's at the same time trying to be more intentional. So the second piece of advice is have a moment where you actually sit down, and whether you do like intentional doom scrolling where you maybe find pages that are similar to yours and you go through and you look at all their kind of content that you could be getting some inspiration from, or you are just scrolling your feed to see what kind of audios are trending or what kind of video styles are trending. Or is it sitting down in a space where you let ideas come to you, whether that's, you know, in the bath or when you have a shower and you get all these ideas, or is it when you're falling asleep at night, and having something close by where you can quickly write down those ideas, like whether it's a journal or the notes app in your phone. Have time to actually let the ideas flow to you. Take time away from your laptop and your office to let yourself breathe and have ideas that come naturally. That's why I spend a lot of time going to the water and just like sort of taking away the pressure to create something and think of something, because often it comes when you sort of have just like stepped away and let the ideas just sort of flow. Also, once you do have a list of ideas or things that have sort of like been building up in your notes app or on your journal or whatever it might be, it then gives you this time to have a day where you sit down, where you're feeling most confident, whether it's like you've had the time to put your makeup on that day, or you've done your hair, or you've picked out a cool outfit. The lighting, the weather outside is beautiful. You've got a friend there that can help you film some things, and you set up the time where you sit down and you film a bunch of these content ideas that you've been writing down in your notes. So having this plan, whether it's like you do this once a month or once a week, or this is when you're booking in and investing in a content creator to come and do this content with you, or you're booking a studio space to film at, or finding a place that captures the actual thing that you're trying to create, or whether it's just in your business, behind the scenes, day-to-day life, dedicating that time to create the content, which will then help you in the future post things more regularly with more intention, because you've set aside that time to come up with the ideas that you know fall under the pillars of your business. And then also there's this time that you've created the video, that you've done it in the best mindset, when you're feeling the best about it. And whether that's with a content creator, like I said, and they've created the videos for you, edited them, sent them to you, so you just have all this content ready to post whenever you need that, and setting out a timeline when you post on Thursday nights or Sunday afternoons or whatever it is that works best for you, then you have more intention and more plan behind the content. And I know that some people need that structure and need that plan, especially when you're setting out your goals for your business. Like, you might want to make this amount per month, or you might want to be gaining this many followers a week, or whatever is your goal. You know what I mean? You've got to match it with the intention behind creating the content. The next thing is having someone who, I guess, I want to say inspires you, but in a way of like not copying, but simply of like a motivator, who finds someone or multiple people who you genuinely watch their content and feel like really connected to, like someone who you might share a similar life experience to them and you really relate to the stories that they tell, or they might have a similar product to you and are really good at the way that they market. It might be someone who, like you just, like I said earlier, find really inspiring. It might not even be relevant to your work or your product or your business or your life, but you generally just watch them and you just find them really inspiring. Like, it might be, for example, I know that people love just watching what we post on Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone in relation to our cold dip community. They might not ever be brave enough or want to come to a cold dip, but they simply find it just so inspiring to watch a group of people brave cold water in the middle of winter, and they find it really entertaining and they find it really uplifting and expanding, because they know that this is something that they wish they could do, but it, even though they're not following through, they're not coming to the community, they might not even live locally, they really enjoy that content because it might inspire them in a different sort of way. It might be what they need to see to get up in the morning and watch the sunrise and go for a morning walk. It might motivate them to go and have an ice bath after their gym workout. Like, it can be helping people. It might just help people to think more positively, to be more grateful for where they live, or to just have a more positive mindset, or think of other ways that they can work on their mental health, even though they might not be coming to our cold dip or exposing themselves to cold water. It's simply finding someone who just makes you feel good with their content. Cull all the people who, when you watch their content, you feel bad from. Like, whether it's just something that you find really unmotivating, really unaligned to you, really unrealistic, unethical, whatever it is, cull the people that do not give you inspiration. Because even if it's a way of, like, you might feel jealous of their life, if it's not inspiring you, then get rid of it, because nothing will motivate, it's never going to motivate you to create content if all you're seeing is unrealistic things that don't relate to you and don't motivate you. But, like, for example, you might just love watching, following someone because of the outfits that they wear, and you find that really, like, inspiring to think of outfits to wear to work during the week, you know what I mean? But if you're following someone who's posting content of outfits that you know you can't even afford, or you're not interested in actually buying, and it just makes you feel like a bit icky, and that fashion is there only sort of kind of content and you just don't relate to that, like, and you want to come up with ideas to post and all you're sort of watching is people like that, like, it just might not be relevant and it might not be worth following. And it's, you should never feel bad for unfollowing people or muting people or blocking people if it's not the right vibe for you, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay to unfollow, it's okay to, yeah, remove content that doesn't serve you. It's not going to be motivating, you know what I mean? And it's important that you're following those people that do. Again, this isn't in a way of copying, it's just in a way of seeing how people show up consistently and inspire you to do the same or something similar. Because trust me, if it's pretty fucking obvious when you copy someone's content or vibe or ideas. Been there, done that. It triggers people. It's people have come up with the time, like I've said, they've done the thing to curate their content. They've thought about the ideas, they've filmed it, they've invested in it, they've posted it at a time that works for them, and you've just gone and copied it. Like, come on, be fucking original, you know? It's not going to convert on your page because it's not the same for you. It's not that you don't have the same followers, you don't have the same business, you don't have the same vibe. You need to do what actually feels authentic to you. Authenticity. That word, I know it's fucking annoying, but it's the honest truth and it's the only thing that sells, is being real. And people will say, like, fake it till you make it. I hate that. I hate that analogy because fake doesn't make it. You know what I mean? It might help you boost your confidence, but you have to be yourself at the end of the day. So finding ways to slowly show up in a way that feels comfortable for you at the beginning, but then becomes a way you feel most confident. So I always recommend people, when they feel a bit awkward about the content that they're creating and they don't feel comfortable to put themselves or put, like, the camera in their face yet, is to look at things in a different perspective that's going to be interesting to their followers and make them feel comfortable. So, for example, okay, Seagull, can you not chew on my bonnet of my car? I always say start with a voiceover, because voice and hearing people's, like, brand voice and tone of voice and the way they speak is going to be what actually becomes a real connection. You know what I mean? Like, hearing someone's voice makes you feel a bit more relaxed because you're actually feeling like you're finding yourself, like, oh my God, there's just these people just laughing at me and staring at me, but I think it's because I've got literally 6 seagulls on the front of my car and I'm also talking very like animated with my hands in my car. It's so awkward. This guy actually looks like my ex as well, so that's not a vibe. So anyway, I've got seagulls all over my car while I'm trying to get this message out, and now I'm just feeling embarrassed. But this is the thing, you can't feel embarrassed, okay? You've just got to push on. You know, I'm pushing on. And I'd lost what I was talking about. Oh, the voiceover. Tone of voice is really important, and I think this is what makes people most nervous because they get wobbly with their words. But when you're doing a voiceover, you can have it all written out if that's what makes you feel most comfortable. Like, writing out all the things and key points you want to say and the words you want to make sure you're using, so that when you're actually, like, recording this voiceover, you're not just winging it and you're not just making it up. So putting together a reel or a video of anything, it can be your day in the life, it can be a day behind the scenes in your business, it can just be some B-roll of random content. B-roll is like when you just film random videos, like it might be you on your walk, it might be you making your cup of tea, it might be doing your skincare. It's just when you set up the camera and you don't actually talk, or you film little clips here and there, or you've had a content creator film little things of you doing this, doing that. It can be just like a few seconds. You put all this B-roll together and you put a voiceover over the top. You can talk about something completely different to what's happening in the video. It's just giving that our little, like, our brains that have short attention spans, two sort of things to do at once. So whilst they're watching this video, they're actually subconsciously listening to what you're saying. And what is going on with the seagulls? Oh my God, I can't. I hope you can't hear them squawking, but you probably can. Sorry. So having these clips to then put the voiceover on and get the message across in that way. So whatever it is that you need to say and you wish you could just like film yourself on the camera, just do it in the voiceover, because it's just one step closer to sort of getting that message across and showing up without putting your face on, if that's what's worrying you. But depending on your service and your product and what it is, like eventually I feel like you do have to show your face, especially I'm going to just use my own business as an example. That can they literally go away? I have to catch up with people face to face to have a meeting often. And the thing that gives me anxiety is like, are they going to know what I look like or who I am or what I sound like? And am I going to be the same person that they see on social media when they sit down and have a meeting with me? Are we going to be aligned or not aligned? Because if I'm showing up as two different people, then things are going to go a bit pear-shaped for me when it comes to working with these kind of people. So I always try and show up as most authentically as I can, most raw, most real, so that when I'm rocking up to a meeting, that person is getting the person that they also see on social media. And then I'm not ever pretending to be someone I'm not. And so then I'm attracting the right kind of clients and audience, because they're just getting the real lists. And when we sit down and have a meeting, it's easy because they vibe with me. They know what I sound like. They know what I look like. They know what I do and who I am. These seagulls are driving me crazy, but I just want to finish recording this and not have to like start again. So we're just pushing through. You're hearing my voice. That's also another thing that comes with having a podcast as a platform. Maybe that's the thing for you. Like maybe having a podcast is something to look into if you're not comfortable with filming reels all the time. It's also just another channel, another direction to bring in people. And everyone has insecurities, okay? Where I hated the sound of my voice and I pushed through by creating a podcast. So then I just got used to my sound of my own voice and got used to the way I edited things, and I stopped editing too much because I was like, let's just be real. Let's just be authentic. I know you're sick of that word, but like, just get over it, Alyssa. People enjoy listening to your voice. That's why they listen to your podcast. Okay? Get over it. You know what I mean? So that's my first tip to start your entry into showing up. The next is obviously a little bit of face. And whether that, like I said, is the day that you've got yourself dolled up, you've got yourself feeling confident, and you've booked your content creator, someone who you feel comfortable with to capture you, because you don't want to just be like, you know, showing up with someone random and they aren't giving you the confidence and they're not making you feel good and they're not making you feel like your best self. Like you want to vibe with the person that's going to help you with film. You know what I mean? And then you'll show up a bit more confidently. But I always say that the person who's watching your content, it's probably not your family. It's probably not your friends. It's actually your clients and it's actually your customers and it's actually the people that you want to be watching. So it's why it's important to just get over yourself and start creating that content that you want to connect with those people. Everyone's going to have something to say, whether it's good or bad. You know what I mean? But don't focus on the people that are saying negative things or whatever. And often that won't even come to you. It won't even come back to you. And at least you're doing something and they're like, they're the ones that probably aren't doing it. You know what I mean? You're going to get inspired by the people that are already out there doing it. And it's not that deep. It honestly isn't. If there's a part of you that feels like you want to be doing it, it's because you can do it. If you don't feel drawn to it, then maybe it's not your thing to be doing. But eventually you have to get over that factor and just put yourself out there, because like I said, you're going to connect with these people in real life eventually, whether it's through a meeting or whatever. So you want to get to know them. They want to get to know you. If it's a product that you sell worldwide, it doesn't really matter as much, but you have to understand that the way you're creating content, has to be selling to the people that need it most. So finding out what that looks like and what the goal is, and then attracting those people. And always pretending that, like, you're only talking to one person. You know what I mean? You're not talking to every single customer. You're not talking to every kind of potential client. If you're selling to everyone, you're actually selling to no one. So just focus on that one client or customer that is your perfect client. And just pretend that every time you show up on content, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on your podcast, whatever it is, you're talking to that one person that you want to buy from, that you want to sell to, that you want to work with, that you want to create with. That's your customer. That's your client. That's all you need to focus on. Not all the other people that could be watching, because eventually they'll stop watching. They'll get over it. They'll get bored. It's not your content that they vibe with. They'll unfollow. Who cares? You are selling and creating for one person only. So focus on who that is. Get clear on what that looks like and just make content for them. Doesn't have to be a real person, but pretend it is if it makes it easier for you. And just be confident in what it is you're selling and what it is you're doing. You haven't come up with it for no reason. It's yours, it's your idea, it's your brand, it's your business, it's your baby, and it is your moment on the internet. So you're allowed to have that space, you're allowed to take up space. Just create in a way that feels right and easy for you. It does not have to be perfect, it doesn't have to be crisp. But just make sure that it's honest and it's you and it connects and it has a purpose and it has a goal. And if it doesn't work, keep creating in different ways until you figure out the way that works the best. Just show up. Just show up. Press post. Let it go. It's not that deep. Don't focus on the likes. Don't focus on the followers. Don't focus on anything until you know that you're actually getting that return in your goal. And then you can grow and grow from there.